I think it's also a kind of this, like, because we want the person to like us and like ourselves. So, to usually, for example, usually I don't do like, I don't know how to explain. Like, can you explain like this? So, I'm shorter than the guy and like the way I look at that person, like usually like this, but like
Oh, kind of
to
like puppy eyes.
puppy eyes, like
So,
more
okay.
the way you look at the guy.
Okay.
So usually I don't do it. I actually I don't do even don't do it to for the person I like, but I'm questioning. But some people do the puppy eye. So even though they don't do usually, so it means not naturally, like with intention.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also a kind of azato
I see.
kawaii,
Okay, all right.
azatoi.
So, yeah, the song's by Hinata Zaka 46. Thank you for that, Ayu. And it's about being slyly cute. Enjoy.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie.
I'm Ayu.
We are talking about Sakamichi groups here on the show today. An exciting hour for the both of us as we unlock the Pandora's box of our fangirl tendencies for Sakamichi groups. During the break, we were talking off air about the difference between azatoi, like azato kawaii, and buriko, which is like kind of, it's a different term to refer to something kind of similar.
Yeah.
In which buriko is kind of like,
buriko is more like, I don't know. For me, I feel like it's more childish. So buriko and azatoi is more like, like I can feel, oh, the person azatoi, who is azatoi, is like also smart. And yeah, buriko is more like with also intention, but still, how to say, a little bit childish. So they are not very smart, but they try to make themselves attractive. So azatoi, I use the word azatoi for more mature people, even for adult. But buriko is more like student, or I don't use buriko for the people older than me, I think. Mm. But I even use the azatoi for even someone over 30, or some people is still azatoi. So.
Okay, I get what you mean now. Now that I've... thank you for helping me connect the dots in my head. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Which means that people who are older than... people who are, let's say, older than 20, who are kind of like... trying to be kind of like... buriko.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of silly, I guess.
Yeah, silly, yeah. Buriko ko means also child, like... Kodomo. In Japanese means a child. So it's a kind of like, also if someone is buriko over like 20, yeah, as you say, it's a little bit silly.
I see. Okay. All right. That makes so much sense. Akimoto Manatsu.
Oh, Akimoto Manatsu.
So she's azatoi, but she tries to be buriko.
Oh,
right?
Buriko. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember also buriko. Oh, that's why you know that word?
I guess so. But also, right now in Hinatazaka, there's a member named Miyachi Sumire.
Miyachi Sumire, yeah.
She's young. She's I think she's like 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. So it's fine if she tries to be kind of like buriko. And she's good at it as well. I think like it's funny when she does it. She really leans into it. And she appears kind of... naturally, she appears to be a little bit kind of like girlish. Mm. So that kind of makes sense. But she does it a lot. And it's like a little bit like silly, you know?
Silly, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. It's interesting, the topic.
Listen, as we've been talking about these groups, I think we also have to discuss a little bit about like if a person listening to this program is suddenly curious and they want to know a little bit more about the Sakamichi groups, how should they start getting into them? Because, I mean, I want people who listen to the show to be into them. I want everyone in Canada to listen to this show, get into Hinatazaka, so that Hinatazaka can come to Vancouver to do a concert.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, if they are more people who like who are interested in groups and who like them, yeah, there is a chance maybe in the future.
Yeah, right now, as it stands, only Ayu and I are the two people in Canada who know or and even like these groups. And Ayu is not going to stay in Canada for very much longer. So soon it will only be me. Therefore, how should people get into the Sakamichi groups, Ayu?
It's difficult, I think, to talk about because I don't know. But yeah, so you started like the group like when you were also into the produce, the 101.
Yeah.
And like when you use the Twitter and they also the other group show up. Right?
So I feel like for some people, if you're into idols already, it might be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But what if you're not into idols at all?
But I think, so if someone think, so how to say, like if someone think, I'm not into the girls group, like, because girls group of like, especially for female, like for sometimes more male fan, there are more male fans and male fan into the group, the idol groups, and it's hard to be interested in the groups for female. Some people think like that, but I think for the all three groups, like Nogizaka, Hinatazaka, and Sakurazaka, I think there are so many female fans. So if you never into the idol groups, girls idol groups before, yeah, they still, maybe I think they still, in the future, maybe they will start to like them. Mm. And so, but I'm not sure how they start to know about them, like the music video or the weekly show or but you said there is a subtitle and like Nogizaka channel.
Mm-hmm.
The YouTube channel, so I think it's, yeah, of course it's easier to understand if there is subtitle, so you should check the YouTube channel, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people can might be able to start by getting into their YouTube content, of which at least Nogizaka 46 right now, their weekly show called Nogizaka Under Construction. You can check that out actually on their YouTube page. Mm-hmm. And I believe right now they are starting to upload English subtitles the week after the original broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And it usually airs on Sunday really, 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 really late at night.
Mm-hmm.
But very early Sundays in Canada and Pacific Standard Time. So you could check that out. I wonder if somebody is more musically inclined.
Oh, yeah.
What about like, what is a music video or a song that you would recommend that people check out?
To
help them get into it.
No, I'm wondering which song is the most popular on YouTube channel. I'm not sure. But personally, I like to see the reaction video, like something like that. And some foreign people watch the song for the first time, that's listen to the song for the first time, and they react to music video or something. And I think, but maybe you can choose which group you start to listen to, because if you like the more like the cool, the song which is cool and more. If they like to see the dancing, the video, maybe they might like the Sakurazaka because they are so good at dancing and their songs, it depends, but their songs are generally very cool and more fast tempo, I think. So, and if you like more gory, cute, and maybe Hinatazaka is like they have so many cute and like happy songs. So you might like their songs. And Nogizaka is more like elegant, and yeah, it's hard to explain, but all the group have different kind of song, various kind of songs, so I can't say I can't explain very simply, but if they like more elegant and like more mature, I think, because oh, but right now they're like many members like already graduated, so they are more younger people, but yeah, Nogizaka is oldest group among three groups, so maybe it's more like mature compared to, I don't know, two groups. Sometimes it depends, but yeah. You can also you can watch the previous music video, like even though there are so many members who already graduated. Yeah, I want to recommend, like, also, oh, Nogizaka, maybe, do you know Synchronicity? Synchronicity is like white dress, and I think it's nice to see the music video because the way they dance is so beautiful. They use the dress, like white dress, and yeah.
Yes, Synchronicity is very good.
Yeah. What do you think about Hinatazaka? Do you have any songs you want to recommend to people?
I think my recommendation is a B-side Hinatazaka song.
Oh, yeah.
Kitsune?
Kitsune. Yeah, I know. Kitsune.
It's very upbeat. It's kind of like, I don't know, what I would describe as like a banger song, like very up-tempo, kind of like dancey song. And it's with, if not, it should be all of the original Hinatazaka lineup, with the exclusion of one member who had some pretty difficult issues and had to like immediately graduate urgently. But other than that, I think Kitsune is very good. I also really like Teka.
Teka, yeah.
That was a good music video.
Yes, I think so.
And uncharacteristically, a little bit cooler, I think.
Cooler.
Because the center for that song, Kanemura Miku, she's a little bit cool.
I know.
For lyrics, I really like Sonna Koto Nai Yo.
Ah, Sonna Koto Nai Yo, I know.
Because if you look up the English translation of that song's lyrics, it's about a guy like convincing his crush, I think, that he thinks that she's cute, and she's worried that like
her
weird haircut doesn't make her cute anymore or something.
That, yeah, bang is so too short or something after cutting her haircut.
Yeah. And so there's a part in the choreography where they like kind of like they hold like kind of like their pointer finger and middle finger together, and it kind of like mimics like the cutting of scissors. I thought that was really cool. Yeah. And I think like getting into the unit groups might also be a way for people to maybe inch themselves into the world of the Sakamichi groups, because they're so big. A unit song really refers to like a smaller, you know, maybe like a couple of selected members of the group who like perform a song together, and maybe within the group they're like kind of considered like a subunit. So at concerts or like in albums, they will have their own smaller group song, maybe like a smaller group concept and that type of thing, and that can sometimes reel people into begin to like one person or like a few people, and then later on get really into the group and like a lot of others and a lot of the and the other members. For now, we're going to move into a unit song, actually. This is by Asaka Ozaka unit consisting of members Tamura Hono, Ozo Narei, and Inoue Rina. And Inoue is my favorite, so I wanted to play this.
The name is Zutto Haru Dattara Na.
Does this song title mean, like, I wish it were always springtime?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be listening to a song where they talk about how they hope that it's always springtime. Yeah, get into it. 強がってる感情も頑張ってる君も分かったよ、しょうがないね、もう僕たちは違う道、ずっとずっと春だったらな、ごめんね。 That was Sakura Zaka 46's members Tamura Hono, Ozono Rei, and Inoue Rina with a track called Zutto Haru Dattara Na.
Yes, Zutto Haru Dattara Na.
Hey, I'm Leslie.
I'm Ayu.
And this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are hitting the top of the hour here, and I hope you've enjoyed the past 2 weeks where we've talked about the Sakamichi groups at length. And maybe this will motivate you to check out the groups as well. Literally, there are so many members that everywhere you look, there will be a person whose personality and or their style or their face even will capture you. I am pretty sure. If you like cool, you know, kind of like edgy, calm girls, you've got people in groups there. If you like the cuter type, you got somebody there. Somebody who's a little bit more adult-like. Actually, let me think about that. I don't know. Kind of hard to say. Maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty old.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I can't. A lot of the members I don't really find are like very adult-like.
Oh, but
how about you? You were quite
like
young.
The person who is mature is maybe I would say Minami, Umezawa Minami.
Yes.
Is her generation. She is the, like she's very tall and she looks so mature.
She's literally a model,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, she is good at taking care of others, like the fifth generation. And yeah, I think
okay, I guess so. If you're into like the more mature adult types, there's Ume from Nogizaka 46 or Kumi from Hinatazaka 46, etc. There are people everywhere. In whatever way you look, there are even people who will sometimes not appear like girls.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they will literally cross-dress.
Yeah.
So if you're not into like a girl group, maybe you should watch an episode of the show where they cross-dress. Maybe you will enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, thank you so much for joining me this week in the studio again, Ayu. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It was so fun to talk about. Yeah, I'm so glad that there is someone who can understand what I'm talking about.
Likewise. And thank you for joining us on air, tuning in. Check out more great CJSF programming. You can tune into 1 o'clock on Thursdays with Sasha's open mic. If you you know, you enjoyed some of the idol stuff here, but you want to listen to something a little bit more hardcore, Sasha plays really great rock music and a lot of like really cool punk and metal. Go check that out. Sasha's open mic every Thursday from 1 to 2. Until then, I will catch you next week. I've been Leslie.
I'm Ayu.
And talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here is Hinata Zaka's newest single, Kimi wa Haniju.